This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on a patient named Sandra Mitchell, last name MITCHELL, Sandra, SANDRA, place is Mission Point of Flint. Date was January the 27th, 2023, new paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Mitchell is a 72-year-old female who was admitted to Mission Point. New paragraph chief complaint. She's here for continuation of rehab, and there's a possibility she may need long-term care, period. New paragraph history of past illness. This lady appears to have come from another nursing facility, and before that, in mid-January, she was in the hospital, period. At that time, she... We said to have an acute thrombosis and embolism of the right popliteal vein, and she also has a pulmonary embolism, period. She then went to a place called Armada, A-R-M-A-D-A, namely, and it was named the Orchards, period. She has already had some OT and PT, period. In the hospital, she was short of breath, period. She seems stable from the standpoint of her pulmonary embolism and DVT, but she does have chronic lymphedema, period. She denies any current cough, sputum, or hemoptysis, period. When she was at the other nursing facility, she was walking with or transferring with the assistance of one and had a Hoyer as a backup, period. She wasn't transferring on her own at that time, period. New paragraph. She has a history of diastolic congestive heart failure, but she's not short of breath right now and denies her thopnea, period. She has history of spinal stenosis as well. She does have chronic back pain, period. She also reports arthralgias of her feet, knees, and shoulder, and to some extent, her hips, period. She has poor mobility, period. Another place in the nursing home notes indicates she needs two people to assist, period. New paragraph, she has morbid obesity, period. She also has hypothyroidism, but no specific thyroid symptoms, period. In the past, she's had a wedge compression fracture of the first lumbar vertebra, period. She also has had an episode of acute kidney injury in the past, period. However, she seems stable from any acute process at the moment, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. She denies feeling feverish or having chills. Eye, she reports decreased vision. ENT, she denies earaches or throat or hearing problems. Respiratory, she denies dyspnea or cough at present. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. Some edema, GI. She gets irritable bowel syndrome at times and had diarrhea yesterday and sometimes had nausea for about 4 days, period. She's feeling better today, though, and there's no diarrhea today, period. No abdominal pain. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, she denies arthralgias. Hematologic, she denies excessive bruising or bleeding. I wonder, musculoskeletal, she does have arthralgias of the feet, hips, and knees, and her shoulders, period. She has decreased range of motion of the right shoulder. Then skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph, past history is positive for pulmonary embolism and right popliteal vein thrombosis, generalized weakness, persistent atrial fibrillation, acute diastolic heart failure, spinal stenosis of the lumbar region, spondylolisthesis in the lumbar region, wedge compression fracture of L1, major depression, recurrent, acute kidney failure, morbid obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, essential hypertension, osteoarthritis, new paragraph family history. Her mother died of bone cancer, period. Her father died of congestive heart failure, period. Both maternal and paternal uncles and aunts have a history of cardiac disease and cancer of some type, period. New paragraph social history. She quit smoking 3 times and has not smoked recently, period. No alcohol excess, period. She had recently moved to this area before her hospitalization and all her issues. New paragraph, medications. Paradoxine, 100 milligrams daily. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams if needed for chest pain. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms daily. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily. Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. Acetaminophen, 650 milligrams every 4 hours as needed. Zoloft, 25 milligrams daily. Tramadol, 50 milligrams every 8 hours as needed. Torsemide, 20 milligrams daily. Thiamine, 100 milligrams daily. Oh, Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. Zoloft, I got that, 25 milligrams daily. Okay, then allergies, morphine, new paragraph. Examination, she's not acutely distressed or ill. Blood pressure 118 over 64, temperature 97.2, pulse 57, respiratory rate 20. Head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular movements are intact. Oral mucous membranes are normal and moist. Ears normal inspection. Hearing is diminished. Neck supple, no palpable mass, no nodes, no thyromegaly. Lungs had slightly diminished breath sounds, but no wheezes or crackles, period. There's no accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, colon, normal S1, S2, no S3, no S4, no murmur, abdomen, obese, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, CNS cranial nerves are normal, period, sensation intact, period, she can move all limbs, there's no focal deficits, period, she's weak in general, period, plantars are down going bilaterally. New paragraph, musculoskeletal. She has decreased right shoulder range of motion, period. She has generalized weakness, period. She has massive lymphedema of her legs, period. Pedal pulses are diminished, period. There's no cyanosis or clubbing of the extremities, period. There's no calf tenderness, period. New paragraph, skin was warm and dry without rash or major lesions, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Mitchell has deep vein thrombosis, right popliteal artery and also pulmonary embolism. And I will continue Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, period. Two, she has osteoarthritis and debility, and I'll continue tramadol 50 milligrams every 8 hours as needed, plus acetaminophen. 650 milligrams every 4 hours as needed, period. Three, she has history of diastolic heart failure, and I'll continue torsemide 20 milligrams daily. Four, she has hypertension, and I will continue metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, which she comes on, period. 5, there's a past history recorded of hypothyroidism, but she's not on thyroid medicines. And so I'll order a TSH, period. Mm-hmm.